Your hands high, just worship.
Just right where you are. Oh, what is there? Oh, Lord, in your resting place. Lead me away from things that keep me from you. From the faith, Lord, I hear me.
Lift up your right, your two hands. Just worship Him. Worship Him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Mekadesh. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. And whisper that name, Jesus. In Him. Receive His visitation. His visitation, His help, His mercy. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you for breaking enemy yokes over someone's life. Thank you for changing someone's story. We love, we honor, and we adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in Jesus' precious name. The blessing of the fear of the Lord. I want to, before then, welcome everyone to the service today. And also make you understand fully the testimony of that lady, the choir lady that talked about the kidnap. First of all, they were meant to make her to suffer for another person. God delivered her. Secondly, the office called the church. That is, we believe that the church will have the answer. And the church prayed. Not just the church, but her department. And thirdly, she was meant to be killed. She couldn't be killed. Fourthly, confusion came in the camp of their midst. Fifthly, she was released without a dime. You will not die another person's death. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Stray bullet will not fall you down.
An arrow meant for another person will not bring you down.
And I want to encourage everyone to belong in the house. Don't just float in the air. Let there be a people within the house that can call you, that they can call because of you. Beginning with the home church, the department, it is who surrounds you that determines what you can survive. When Paul the apostle was stoned, he was surrounded by the brethren. In Acts chapter 14 and in verse 20, and as they surrounded him, he stood up. Who surrounds you determines what you can survive. Don't be lost in the crowd. And then in the name of Jesus, no devil will take money from you or your loved ones as ransom for any reason. I wanted us to understand the full detail of that testimony. If you have seen any challenge at all in your life, the Lord was the reason why it was not worse than that. It could have been worse, but God was the reason. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The blessing of the fear of the Lord. Psalm 128 verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. Go on. For you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with you. Can't stop there. If you fear the Lord, you walk in his ways. The blessing is not negotiable. The work of your hands cannot escape the blessing. And it shall be well with you. I want to say this morning. God is under pressure to release the blessing on his people if the conditions are right. Psalm 133 verse 3. For there in Zion, where brethren dwell together in unity, there is as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there in Zion, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Zion is the place of the commanded blessing. Zion is the headquarter of blessing in a hurry. Zion is the headquarter of blessing under pressure. God is in a hurry. He's under pressure. He's craving to gratify his benevolent heart by the blessing of his people if the conditions are right. One of the conditions that must be right is called the fear of the Lord, which is the facilitator of positive character. The fear of the Lord. In the first service, we saw Abraham and the fear of the Lord that positioned him in the blessing of God. In this second service, we shall look at Joseph. We saw Abraham, we saw Jacob as well. We shall look at Joseph and the fear of the Lord that positioned him in the blessing. The fear of the Lord that caused him to walk in integrity. In Genesis 42 in verse 18, already the B part, he said, this do and live, for I fear God. In Genesis chapter 39 verse 5 and in verse 6, we saw the manifestation of that fear of God. And it came to pass from the time that the hand that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and in the field.
And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not anything he had except the bread which he ate. Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Read that to me, this 39 verse 6 in the Living Bible version. Genesis 39 verse 6. The Living Bible version. So Potiphar gave Joseph the complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. He hadn't a worry in the world with Joseph there, except to decide what he wanted to eat. Joseph, by the way, was a very handsome man. When was the last time somebody put you in charge and can go to sleep? You know, it's not easy to do that in Nigeria. Oversee my billions. Let me sleep. Sign all signatures. Enter into all transactions on my behalf. I want to say three things to you. Number one, what does not belong to you does not belong to your future. What does not belong to you does not belong to your future. Anything that does not belong to you does not add anything to your life. If Joseph had taken 1 naira from Potiphar's money, you wouldn't read about him in the Bible. Because it is possible to steal an apple and lose a garden. Take your seat. What does not belong to you does not belong to your future. Number two, the integrity of today is the determinant of the prosperity of tomorrow. Financial integrity today equals financial prosperity tomorrow. As Potiphar handed everything over to Joseph, and Joseph did not steal 1 naira from it, God handed over the whole nation to Joseph, because he knew that Joseph would not steal the country. What we are doing now, by his mercy, there are people who will never smell it, because they will sell the church. They will put this building and take loan and make it as collateral. They will do all manner of terrible things financially. Financial integrity today equals financial prosperity tomorrow. Ready for this? Financial crookedness today equals financial wretchedness tomorrow. God is in a hurry. And if it is, human beings will say, the man is dying to do something for you. He's just dying to do something for you. But his hands are tied. Are you listening to this? Fourthly, how you handle what belongs to another determines how God will handle what belongs to you. The way Joseph handled what belonged to Potiphar determine how God handled what belonged to Joseph. For life is a seed. What a man sows, he reaps. Oh, you tell it belongs to Potiphar, so let me just crookedly handle it. It determines how God will handle what belongs to you. Finally, your commitment in the present determines your fulfillment in the future. Commitment to God, commitment to doing the right thing. Shortcut cuts people short. It cuts destiny short. I am saying these that I am saying with all the passion I possess, because God is in a hurry to change your life. That was Joseph. And because of time, I'm not going into more detail, but look at Daniel also. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 2 to 4, the Bible said, speaking concerning Daniel, and he said, over these three presidents, Daniel was the first. The king placed him that the princes might give accounts unto them, and that the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because an excellent spirit was found in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Daniel, listen to this. Reliability is the doorway to responsibility. If God finds you reliable, he will give you responsibility. This is the equation. Reliability gives rise to responsibility, which connects you to opportunity, grants you prosperity, and establishes you in authority. Reliability is doorway to responsibility, which will grant you opportunity, position you in prosperity, and establish you in authority. From reliability to responsibility to opportunity to prosperity to authority. Just line up. All that was found in Daniel, because he was reliable, so he got responsibility, so he got opportunity, so he got prosperity, so he ended in authority. There are so many people who will never smell authority. They can't become relevant on earth because they are never reliable between God and man. Someone say amen. The way the fear of God, which is positive character, brings prosperity or brings the blessing, in the same way, the lack of the fear of the Lord attracts curses. Example, Gehazi. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 20. The Bible says about Gehazi. Now you know the balance of the story if you read the whole thing. Naaman the Syrian was cleansed. Naaman gave. Gave Elisha reward for his healing. And Elisha did what any genuine prophet would do. I am not your healer, and I cannot receive gift in exchange for your healing. You want to really give a gift? Give to your healer. For me, he said, freely I have received and freely I have given. When people give me money, I say, oh, I'm just trying to appreciate you for my hearing. I say, I can never collect. Go to the offering basket and drop it. Somebody say, I'm trusting God for healing from diabetes, hypertension. This is my seed into your life. Seed? Suppose I eat it and you are not healed. Give it to the one who can heal you. By the time you give it to him, whether you are healed or not, it's between you and him. Are you following what I'm saying? But Gehazi. How many times did I call you? Second Kings chapter 5, verse 20. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared. Do you see the word spare? He saw the man as a victim. He saw the man as a victim, as a prey. So a spoil of war, somebody to be consumed. And his master spared. Assistant pastor, ministers, don't look at any rich man on the ground of financial resources and corner them for any reason. Otherwise, you attract the curse of Gehazi. Gehazi is always the one who goes in between people to know what the pastor doesn't know. For example, concerning the Shunammite woman that was barren, it was Gehazi who gave the information. Okay, you don't know any. I know them. I visit them all the time. I eat food in their house. The man doesn't have a child. They are barren. I organize private prayer for their family. Private night vigil. Do you understand that? Now look at that. This same Gehazi. Yes, you remember the story. That's the Gehazi guy. Now let's go in verse 21 now. He spared the man. In not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord is here, as the Lord delivered, he is even swearing. I will run after him and take something from him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted up from the chariot to meet him and said, it's all well. And he said, all is well. My master has sent me. Somebody say, lie, lie. My master has sent me saying, behold, even now they are come to me from Mount Ephraim, two young men of the sons of the prophets. Somebody say, lie, lie, lie. Give them, I pray you, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman say, oh, calm down. Take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver, bundles of dollars in two bags with two changes of garments and lay them upon two of his servants and they bear them. Even he himself, okay, the servants of the man. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and hid them in his house. And he let the men go and they departed. Go on, we are still talking. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Gehazi, where are you coming from, Gehazi? He said, your servant went nowhere. Somebody say, lie, 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 lie. Servant went no. You see, when you tell one lie, you need to tell another lie to cover the last lie. And you just keep on telling lies to multiply the lies. It's a chain reaction. And he said unto him, you think I'm an ordinary person like yourself? Did not my spirit travel with you? I saw it now when the man turned from his chariot to meet you. I saw it now. I followed you. As you were going, I traveled with you. As the man came down from the donkey, I saw him. As he gave you all these things, I saw. We need Elisha man too. To catch thief catching anointing. Thief catching vision and revelation. I saw it now. Is it a time to receive money? So there is a time to receive it. There is a time for it. There was another time Elisha received it. But it wasn't in exchange for healing. and to receive garments, and to receive olive oils and vineyards and sheep and oxen, men servants, maid servants. This boy, the leprosy that has come from this man has attached to you and to your generation forever. And he went out on the spot. It was instant action unction. He went out from his presence there in leper as white as snow. That was how crookedness baptized him with wretchedness on the spot. There are those whose destinies are leprous today because they took what God did not give them and they took it by lying. Take your seat. Am I speaking to anybody? Working in civil service, working in private organization, working in church, as staff, as worker, working anywhere you are working, beware of the Gehazi syndrome. Don't accept what your father refused. Don't pursue what your father denied. Am I communicating at all? Beware of the Gehazi syndrome. Don't try to collect money that is not yours. Money that is not rightfully yours. Don't collect it. So that we can begin to round off. Let's identify some definite issues that the fear of God will cause us to avoid. Number one, don't profit from the self-destructive lifestyles of people. This is by marketing or trading in substances that destroy human lives. Don't profit from the self-destructive lifestyles of people. Trading in drugs, in cocaine, in heroin, in Indian hemp, major distributor of alcohol, major distributor of cigarettes, that is a major cause of bronchiogenic cancer, chronic liver disease from alcoholism, alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, dilated cardiomyopathy from alcohol, pancreatitis. Cannabis psychosis, madness of Indian hemp. Don't trade in what destroys people's lives. If that is the only business to do, then die as a poor man. Because Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 15 says, woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him. You make him drunk enough so that you may look on their wretchedness. Your business caused a man to kill his wife when he was drunk. Your business caused a man to divorce his wife and reject his children. Your business caused a man to lose his job because he came drunken and they drove him away. It's not worth it. He can drink by himself, but not by your hand. Am I communicating? Don't engage in what is causing you to be rich, but is causing another to die. Second, number two, this is actually number six of the overall point. Don't lie to be rich, and don't steal to be rich or to make money. Lie to make money, steal to make money. You know, we live in an official, an officially false generation. Lieful generation. Stories on news and things you will hear on the internet most of the times are just lies. Somebody wakes up, fabricates a lie, and lies begin to sell. So and so person said this. Do fact check. It is a lie. Psalm 101 verse 7. The Bible says, he that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Lie to be rich. Lie. One young man sent me a message that his mother died. And he has so much pressure. He felt so bad. He had built a house for the mother, and the mother couldn't enter into it before the mother died. Are you following what I'm saying? He feels so pained. While I was busy consoling him and praying for him, it's well. You know how painful it will be. I've just finished building my mother's house. Mother died. Couldn't enter the house. It is well with you. God console you. Before he could recover from that, his brother was kidnapped. How do I handle this kind of situation? Mother died, brother kidnapped at the same time. Body is still in the mortuary. Are you ready for this? Ashe. The brother organized his own kidnap. That is, people kidnap me. Charge my brother 10 million so we can share the money. He was among the kidnappers. The kind of world we live in is unbelievable. 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 It's absolutely unbelievable. You have to kill your brother. Then when the case was unraveled and he was both the man was caught and his group were able, this brother was devastated. What kind of world is this? Whatever you lie to get, you must lie to keep. Whatever you compromise to get, you must compromise to keep. Beloved brothers and sisters, no liar has a future, no compromiser, especially as it borders in the area of resources. None has a future. I want you to make up your mind. You can make it and make it very neat, very tidy. You are in billions of dollars and billions of naira, in billions of resources. And like Abraham, you have lifted up your hand. No devil can convict you of stolen money or crooked resources. It's possible, neatly possible. If the system is so bad, God can make you literally an institution of your own, where the systems will come to beg you and appeal to you so that they can use your resources and take your services at your terms. You can become so relevant, so important, so massive that it is at your own terms that they get your things. Am I communicating? I think these things are practical. It was Charles G. Finney that said sin must be mentioned specifically because it was sin specifically. Yes. Hallelujah. And it must be called the way it is. It must be called the way it is. Can you be that? Somebody kidnapped himself. See, your brother is in our hand. And he is there with them. And they also charge him 100 million. He has money. God will deliver us from this terrible, adulterous generation. Don't lie to be rich. Don't steal to be rich. Number 7, don't deny people their rights, benefits, and privileges to be rich. You deny people their rights, benefits and privileges to be rich. Don't. It's the way of destruction. We read it in the first service, to turn aside the right of a man and to subvert a man in his course. The Lord approveth not. Lamentation 3:35. They traveled with you and they gave them travel allowance, extra cord, and it is meant to be $1,000 per person that traveled in your company and you are their boss. It's okay. $1,000 is 500,000 naira. It's too much for this poor secretary. Take 500 and keep, and you gathered 500 times 10 people that followed you, and you have $5,000 on top of your own $10,000 as the boss. You just close your future and damage the destiny of your children, because it follows like that. Using stolen money to send them to school in America. You understand? It happens a lot among civil service, among soldiers. Say, bastard, bagger, shut up. Keep quiet. I am the boss. I am general. I am so and so. I am director. Who are you to talk? You should be thanking God for collecting something at all. Wicked, wicked, demonic people. You see, when they pass on, nothing left after them. One tragedy I've seen in our nation today, and I'm trusting God it will be changing. One tragedy I have seen in our nation is that successful people hardly have children that are more successful. Most of them, the children are still depending on their father at age 40, age 45. The only name you know is the name of the father. You can't know the name of the children. Do the research and tell me. For as long as you can remember, who has a son that is more influential than the father? Who used to be a millionaire or a billionaire or a political figure? Very, very few. If they can be counted, they are countable. Meanwhile, children are meant to be improvements on their every generation. Isaac was ahead of Abraham. Jacob took his father until he became a nation. Question is, how did the success arrive? How did the success arrive? How did they? How was it? How was the making? Is either the crookedness of the success, or the lack of the correct impartation and training of children to be improvement on their parents? I came out of the house of a father who was very, very substantial. Me of Mercedes-Benz car, Mercedes 911, as a small boy, brand new. I made up my mind that if they should divide anything that my father has, I don't need 1 naira from it. I'm going to be a person of substance by the mercies of God, by myself, by the grace of God. And it's done by His mercies. Am I communicating at all? Don't get, if you cannot get it by right, you don't have a future with it. Don't get it by lie. Don't get it by stealing. Get it by right. Don't get it by lying. And don't get it by stealing. Take your seat. It's tough today. Finally, don't deny people. So some people were telling some of our guys the other day about an army general. They say this man, good man. He said he led them to Liberia. Apart from giving them their money that rightfully belonged to them, he saved money for them that they were not aware was their money. Until the day when it was time for them to return back home from peace mission. And they say, all of you, you are worth this amount. Worth this amount. This is yours. This is yours. They said, what? What? You mean I have this money? How? So I saved it for you. So that on your way back home, you can have substance. They were busy blessing the man, blessing the man, blessing him. It must be well with him. And there are those, they are cursing and cursing their children and cursing their generation. That will never be your portion. Finally, number four, which is number eight, he says, don't inflate figures or falsify records for the sake of gain or profit. Falsification of records. Gain, figures, record. Psalm 28 verse 8. We read it in the first service. It says, Proverbs 28 verse 8. Unjust ways. And say he that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. I'll just give you the practical example. Go and buy this speaker. How much is this feedback combo? This is 100,000 naira. Buyer, what should I write? Just leave the invoice blank. Sign it. It's 100,000. All right. 250,000 naira. This is the price of this thing. He wrote it and brought. It happens everywhere. And the person selling will ask the person buying, what should I write? Then he made some 1 million, 2 million of stolen money. He buys a car and he's driving. And the car has a voice. He's crying in the realm of the spirit, stolen car, stolen car, stolen car. I have been stolen. I have been stolen. I have been stolen. I have been stolen. Stolen money. Bought this car. Stolen car. Stolen car. Thief, 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 thief. Thief, 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 thief. So what people do? Listen. Listen, I hear this. I heard that restaurant operator bought, instead of sending the people to the market to buy foodstuff so that his restaurant can run with maximum profit, he bought bags of rice for the restaurant. Right? So you cook it directly so nobody goes to market and steal money. Alright? And when the bag of rice finishes, you let me know. The crooked cook bought his own bag of rice. That is the one he is cooking from and selling. The Oga's bag of rice is there. Why is the bag not moving? Nothing is selling. You know, there is the invention and manufacture of evil in our generation. Ele, ele. That is the opposite, the negative ele. Eleo is a wonder. Another type of miracle. Take this receipt and collect revenue for this toll gate or for this sale of water or anything. And the person printed his own receipt. That is what he is. He gives you his own receipt. This company of musicians' receipt is intact. Maybe he only issues like 5 out of it and returns the money of 5 people. His own, he issued 500. Stand up on your feet. You're not talking of beer parlor people. The person come to church. Stand as usher, stand as choir, stand as very, very committed person. But these are the crooked things. And you are wondering why life hasn't changed. Nothing changed.
This is not condemnation. No. This is situation room report. This is Hohashios. Oha. I'm like, can you do that? The bag of rice of the owner is not moving. That is, the man is paying light bill, paying for venue for this person, paying for gas, paying staff, paying everything to run a crook's business under his own nose. The time you hear somebody just died suddenly. What happened? God said, wickedness is too much. Let him just go. Some people, you drop them inside oil until they are dripping oil like fried chicken. Nothing changed. He said that this hidden hand of the praying mantis, you should bring it out. Stretch it. The hand is too crooked. No, the praying mantis has that kind of bring it, straighten it. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and we're going to... Now, if any of these things mean anything to you, just make a 360 degree turn and say, Lord, I am about turn. I am asking for a change of story. God is in a hurry to make you a wonder, an Abraham, a Daniel. But his hands are limited because of practices that are not right. I gave a counsel in the first service and that counsel stands. Can you write it out again? And it says, absolutely embrace uprightness and completely avoid crookedness. Totally. In order to experience durable blessings from heaven. The Bible, there is something the Bible called durable riches. Absolutely embrace uprightness and completely avoid crookedness to experience durable blessings from heaven. Because, and that is for the sake of the earth here. And by the time we are through with this world, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Shun hell, gain heaven by uprightness. And the avoidance of crookedness. Lift up your hands and voice and just thank him for his word. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Lift your voice and speak.
Lord, I give you my
heart. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live.
I live for you
alone. Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm awake,
every moment I'm awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Lord,
I give you my heart. Oh Lord, I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Sing
it two more times.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Oh Lord,
I must go.
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Come have your way in me.
Lift up your hands and begin to make demands. Make demands from the baptism of the fear of the Lord. A baptism of the fear of the Lord, a baptism of quality, positive character. The baptism of the fear of the Lord, the baptism of positive quality character, the baptism of the fear of the Lord. I receive, I apply, I make demands on the baptism of the fear of the Lord, the baptism of positive quality character. Lift your voice and speak to God. The baptism of the fear of the Lord, the baptism of positive quality character. Go ahead and speak to God. Mashata kala barana bala la la. The baptism of positive quality character. I make demands on that baptism right now. Grace to live in quality. Character, I receive it today. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus. You know that the message has touched you. And there is one area or the other in your life you need to make amends. That's one. Two, your life that you are living may not have anything to do with the message, but you know you need your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to change your life so that you can live a life of meaning on earth and be qualified for eternity before God in heaven. Anywhere you are in that category, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You are sorry and tired of how you have lived and you want to make it right with God. Pick up your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come forward here while the communion stewards and ministers go quickly and distribute the communion rapidly so that we can save the time. Everyone here who is in need of surrender, run, be the first person to come forward. Don't be the last. And I'll give you the count of 10. From the gallery you can come. From anywhere you are you can come. One.
Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored.
One.
Jesus must be honored.
Come quickly, quickly,
in my
quickly.
Life,
two.
Every day, everybody say, Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored.
The communion should be faster.
Jesus must be honored in my life. Jesus must be honored. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Goodbye, world. Say. Staying along with you.
Eight.
Goodbye pleasures. I'm seeing.
Nine.
Staying along the
and
with
ten.
You. I made up my mind.
I'll start again.
Oh, God's way.
One.
The rest of my life.
Two. Three.
Goodbye, goodbye, world.
Four. Five.
I'm staying along the with you.
Six.
Goodbye pleasures. I'm seeing.
Seven.
I'm staying along the with you.
Eight.
Made up my mind.
Nine. And ten. One more time. Just a moment. You know you have not made your ways right with Jesus. You want to make it right with Jesus. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step to the front again. Rededicate yourself to God. Reconcile with Jesus. Again, one.
I won't.
Two. Three.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Goodbye, 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 pleasures of sin. Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your right hand on your chest. Lift up the other hand. Lift the other hand up and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you, and I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen. A louder amen. All right, everybody be upstanding as we receive the release of the blessing. Those in the front here who have come out for the salvation, they can receive the blessing here, and then they will return back to where you will counsel them. Father, I pray for everyone here today. Let the hold of the enemy be broken off their lives. Grace to live for God be released upon them. In Jesus' name. Anywhere where the communion has not been received, please wave your hand. Let them see you. Yes, the whole bulk of the people right at the back there, they haven't received. In fact, almost everybody at the back from the middle here, all the way here at the back. Do that fast. Before the declaration is over, the communion should have gone round so that they can take it after the declaration. Right? Go ahead and do that very fast. Now, place your hand on your head and leave the communion up with the other hand. Now, those who don't have a communion, just leave your empty hand up, and they will give to you, especially towards the back, and receive prophetic declaration, parental blessing for the month of September.
That everything that belongs to you will be successfully delivered into your hands in the name of Jesus. We declare in this month of delivery that every barren condition in your work, in the fruit of your body, in the works of your hands, in anything you lay your hands to, they are hereby released in the name of Jesus. The barrenness is converted to fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. You are blessed and preserved in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon you today first. I decree the release of the baptism of the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord robe you. Amen. From the crown of your head.
Amen.
To the sole of your feet.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord robe you. Overwhelm you.
Yes.
From the crown of your head. To the sole of your feet.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From the fear of the Lord, I ask that the Lord will draw you closer to himself in intimacy and relationship. Quality walk with God.
Amen.
In this month of September.
Amen.
Quality character existence and exhibition. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
3. I take authority over every ancestral curse.
Yes, 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 yes.
Every
yes.
Generational curse. Every family curse. Every witchcraft curse. Every occultic curse. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body. Every disease, every sickness, every near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough. Spirit of barrenness, spirit of empty-handedness, spirit wife, spirit children, whatever is called a curse, by the reason of this blessing, it is over.
Amen.
Your healing is released, your deliverance is released, your breakthrough is released. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
4, I declare the release of the blessing of heaven.
Amen.
Upon your life.
Amen.
Every package of Jehovah.
Yes.
for the month of September. Whatever has been packaged into this month for you, I declare they are released.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Get set for diverse encounters.
Yes.
Diverse visitations.
Amen.
Diverse manifestations of His presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fifthly, you shall live.
Yes.
You shall fulfill your days.
Amen.
Every curse of premature death is broken.
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 Amen.
You shall live and you shall fulfill your days.
Amen.
Death of children arrested.
Amen.
Death of parents and mother and father arrested.
Amen.
Death of friends and relations arrested.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And this communion communicates the detail of every blessing received now.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Shout the loudest. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and take that communion and celebrate God.